Golden State Media Concepts bring you Book Review Podcast, a haven for bookworms of all ages and the widest genres, from mystery to memoirs, romance to comedy, fantasy to sci-fi. If you love to read, this is the podcast for you. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, brought to you as always by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Sarah, and I hope you are having a good week so far. It is Tuesday and we are rapidly running up to the end of February, which I know I always say this, but it's going too fast. It's always going too fast. There is not enough time in the universe to read all the books that I want to read, and time is just going by too fast. So time needs to slow down so that I can read more books. It's all about me. Anyway, I hope you're having a wonderful week so far, and I am excited to bring you another author interview. This week I am interviewing fantasy author ML Rusiak, and I just butchered her last name, I'm sure, even though she told me how to pronounce it twice in the podcast, and I practiced and I listened to her say it, and for some reason my tongue will not wrap around that last name, and so I apologize, Melissa, for pronouncing your name incorrectly. I did try. So as I said, I am interviewing, she's a fantasy author, and she has written a series of which the first book and the first prequel are out, and the series is called Of Light and Dark. I'm going to read you the description of the first book so you get an idea of the series itself. The first book has this description. 18 years ago, Princess Nisha became an orphan just days after her birth. Her parents and all of those with fey blood all gone. All consumed by a fire that none had been able to stop. Or at least, this is what is told. This is what is spoken aloud. Truth? Perhaps. But these are words Nisha has never trusted. Couldn't trust, since they have never sounded quite right. Yet not even her beloved aunt ever believed her when she questioned the events of that night. No one believed her when she turned 13 and she became the queen of the Underkingdom. They didn't trust her when her powers and natural abilities began to grow to frightening results. That was fine. If they didn't want to believe her, then once she was home and crowned Queen of Dark, then she would show them. Once she was queen, then she would find every answer that she had ever wanted. It wouldn't matter who or what stood in her way, for she would show them why she should be feared. She would show them what was created when her parents were stolen from her. For she is Nisha, and she is the daughter of the darkness. So again, that is the description of the first book in the series of Light and Dark. It is called The New Reign. It is followed by a prequel, which always sounds kind of funny. The prequel was written, because it's a prequel, it was written after the first book. And that is called The Fallen. So there's two books out currently. The third one, Secrets and Betrayals, is coming out on March 20th. So there are currently two, almost a third, and then definitely a fourth. And she's not sure if that will be the end of the series or if it will continue on from there. You can listen to the interview to find out why that is. So as I said, this is a fantasy book, and it is there's some very detailed world building going on here. There's so many elements of different fantasy novels that I have read, all thrown in together to create this really intricate and interesting world that, as you read through it, you get more details, and those details are still being filled in. That's one of the things about this book, is that you get some of the details, but then those are going to be filled in more as you continue through the series, as you read the prequels that are going to fill in a lot of the gaps that you might feel are in this book as you are reading. Another interesting thing about this book is that there are deliberate typos and grammatical errors throughout, which is an interesting choice, and Melissa does talk about that. She talks about the reasoning behind it. And her reasoning actually helped me because for me, it was very hard to read those grammatical errors and typos. Even knowing that they were deliberate, it was still very hard for me and my little grammar-loving heart. I was raised by a mother and a grandmother who loved them some grammar. And, you know, I was raised in a family where if you didn't know how to spell a word, your mother would tell you, your mother or your grandmother would say, well, go look it up in the dictionary. I don't know how to spell it. How am I supposed to look it up in the dictionary? Well, that's how you learned how to spell it. You trial and error until you found how it was spelled. So it's obviously not about me, but that did cause me some discomfort as I read this book. But it did help knowing that there is a reason behind those errors, and I am very intrigued to find out how that's all going to work out, how it's going to come together, why those typos are there, how they play into the story, how that's all going to work out. So it's a very different approach, and you know, it might not be everyone's cup of tea, but the story itself, I think, is intriguing enough that you can get past those errors. And, you know, you just have to shut down that part of your brain that's like, no, wrong, red pencil. And I like the characters. I'm intrigued to find more of their stories. There is a community that surrounds Nisha that includes her aunt, who's mentioned in the description. It includes her cousin, who is the she is the crown princess of light. And they are kind of opposite of each other. They're kind of the opposite side of the same coin, light and dark. And because of that, they shouldn't get along, but they do. And their relationship is very loving, very sweet, but also, you know, they're like, they're cousins, but they're very like sisters. So they have that sisterly relationship where they kind of squabble and pick at each other, and they know how to push each other's buttons. There's also her cousin's betrothed, David, and then we meet Nisha's betrothed, Ethan, and he has his own story that is interesting and I think definitely going to come into play as the series goes on. So I liked the secondary characters. I'm intrigued by this world, and I am interested to see where the story goes. So enough out of me. Let us turn now to that interview, and I'll let Melissa talk more about her series. Hi, Melissa. Welcome to the podcast. I'm so excited to talk to you today.
Thank you very much for having me today.
Yeah. So we are here to talk about your series of Light and Dark. But before we do that, I would love for my listeners to get to know you a little bit. So if you could share a little bit about your life, whatever you're comfortable sharing would be great.
Let's see. I didn't always start out to be an author. I started out wanting to own my own restaurant. And then life happened. I had three strokes total since from 2011 to the end of 2012, and I had to relearn everything that a basic toddler would need to learn how to do.
Oh, wow.
Speech, alphabet, tying my shoes, you name it, I had to relearn how to do it. In the process of doing this, I used creative writing, fan fictions, and reading books that I already knew every word by heart, how to relearn how to read, how to write, and it developed into me creating my own stories.
Okay. So that is how you decided to write the first book in the series?
My husband gave me a challenge to write the first book. He challenged me since I was writing fan fictions, and he enjoyed reading over my shoulder what I was writing. He challenged me to make something my own and publish it. So, of course, I accepted the challenge, and I asked my daughter, give me a topic or come up with the title. She came up with Of Light and Dark. So she came up with a series title.
Okay, so Of Light and Dark is the series. Tell us about the first book that you wrote.
The first book is The New Rain, which I write out of order. This is the first published book, but is the third book in the series. So this follows Princess Nisha. This takes place after the Great War, and she is 18 years old. She's been raised in the country of light. She is the crown princess of dark, and she is going home for the first time.
Right.
Now she's also being crowned queen, and she has to learn the rules and everything of a kingdom she's never stepped foot in.
So there is your initial introduction to the first book in the Of Light and Dark series. It's called The New Reign, and we do have to take a brief break before we come back. So remember where we were, because I do have a follow-up question that pertains to what Melissa was just talking about. So we are going to take that quick break. Stay tuned. You're listening to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, and I will be right back.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, and we are speaking about the series of Light and Dark, the first of which is The New Reign, and Melissa just finished telling us about the main character, Nisha, who is being crowned Queen of Dark. She is going to the country for the first time. It's her 18th birthday, and she's never been there before, and how she's having to navigate that. So just reminding you of that, because I am going to ask a follow-up question, and it might seem a little abrupt if you don't remember where we left off. So back to that interview. Right, and a kingdom that has been going through quite a lot of turmoil in the 18 years that no one has been there to rule it.
Right.
She definitely has her work cut out for her. Can you talk a little bit about the world that you created in this series? Because it is a fantasy series, but it's very detailed. So talk a little bit about the world building that went into this.
Okay. I started out with the country names of Light and Dark. Then I went from there. I had to make the place setting, so I had to make a map, which you can find on my website, mlroostrock.com. And I had to make the countries that surround the two countries I originally made. And then I went from there and made, okay, now where is this country, this continent, in a sense, located? I like space, so it's located on a star. Of course, you can't just have one star because there's millions of stars in the galaxy, which leads us into the second book, which is the prequel in the first book of the series, The Fallen. And it tells you exactly how this country came to be.
Yeah, and because you get a little bit of that in the first book in The New Reign, but just enough to make you go, wait a minute, I need to know more.
Exactly.
So you said that your daughter came up with the series title of Light and Dark. What was your inspiration for this story and Nisha in particular?
I love fairy princesses. I love princes and kingdoms in general. So I had to do something that's true to what I like to read. And so I came up with Nisha. Of course, I have to come up with the name. How do I come up with the names for all the characters? I go through the baby names, look up a word like something that means dark or something that means light or whatever their ability is. And that's how I come up with the names.
Oh, okay. Very smart. I like that. And there's a lot of other secondary characters, but they play large roles. Nisha's cousin, her betrothed, Nisha's betrothed. There's a very complex community surrounding Nisha. And can you talk a little bit about how they affect the story?
Every character that's in the New Reign is going to have a major role. Maybe good, maybe bad, in the very last book. Not everything is as peachy as it appears to be in the first book. Just so you know, that's coming. But Ethan He is a very powerful fae, even though he doesn't know it in the new reign, at least not toward till the end when he's starting to develop his ability.
Right.
David is very complex. He isn't just a fae. He's half fae and half a creation that I call a draken, which is bovine with a scorpion tail and the end with a lion's tail at the beginning. It's very complex what he is. He's just a bunch of random animals thrown into one character. But his race is the defenders, the protectors of the Feyen race, what are the Fey.
And I like David because he provides a little bit of comic relief in his... He's very fierce, but he's very casual about the way he talks about just eating people that threaten his family.
Yes, he's the comedian of the book.
Yes.
He's the protector. Don't get me wrong, he's not something to be trifled with, but at the same time, he likes having fun and joking around.
Yeah, and he's very loyal and very, even though he's very ferocious, he's also very kind to the people that he loves, it seems.
Yes.
Are there any autobiographical elements in these stories?
In the New Reign, no.
Okay.
Or in the Light and Dark series as a whole. However, next April, I'll be coming out with a murder mystery that does have some autobiographical characteristics. Not a lot, but there are a few things that I hint about that do connect to my personal experiences.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a title for that book?
That one is A Mother's Sin.
Okay, and that comes out this April?
No. That's April 2019.
19. Okay, thank you.
So that is coming, and it's coinciding with Child Abuse Awareness Month.
All right. Thank you for that. You mentioned in the beginning of this book, in your author's note, that there are deliberate typos and grammatical errors throughout the book. Can you talk a little bit about that and the decision to keep those in, as well as people's reaction to the writing?
I can't go into too much detail, but there is a reason that's going to be revealed in the very last book that explains every single error that there is. Because there is a character coming out that will explain everything.
Okay.
And I can tell you her name is Natasha. Now, that book will have some autobiographical type hints in there.
Okay, interesting. So was it harder to write, putting in deliberate typos?
What I did first, I wrote the book. Then I fully edited the book. Then I went back and added the misspellings, the wrong words, the grammatical errors, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you mentioned also that your daughter was your editor?
She is.
That sounds lovely.
She is my little grammar Nazi. She's going on 15 right now, but she's very particular in spelling, grammar, and English in general. And she gets so mad at me if I misspell something in my rough draft.
So she clearly, I'm sure you've talked to her about the way that the typos and such play into the ending of the book, but does it drive her crazy to read those typos?
It does.
Yeah.
She actually takes, I love her, I do. She takes stuff out, then after she's done editing, I have to go back and add stuff back in.
Oh no. That's not terribly helpful.
But she also adds things to the book. She'll rewrite an entire paragraph for me if it needs to be a better read.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that sounds like you have a really good working relationship. That's a fun bond that you can have with your teenage daughter.
Yes.
So how was writing the prequel then? Was that writing process any different from writing the first book?
Well, actually, it was a lot easier to write the prequel than it was to write the first book. I took very specific elements from the first book and said, okay, I need to tell the story of how these pieces fell into place into this book. And then I created an entire world far away from the countries of light and dark, and then tied it into.
And you've mentioned that it's a series written a little bit out of order, that there are, you said, two prequels, is that?
There is, yes. The first prequel, which is the first book in the series, is called The Fallen. This follows Primavera and how of light and dark became into creation. Then we go into Secrets, Lies, and Betrayal, which is four short stories that connect the Fallen to the New Reign and also hint about what's going to happen in the fourth book, which will be entitled The Silent Wars.
And is the fourth book the final book, or do you have more coming out?
This is a toss-up at this point. I can, because I already have the very end of the book wrote, continue the series, or I can stop the series.
Excuse me while I interrupt one more time. We do have to take that second break of the podcast. When we come back, we'll have the conclusion to this interview. So stay tuned. You are listening to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, and we will be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Book Review Podcast. I am interviewing author M.L. Ruchkak, still can't pronounce it, so again, I apologize, about her books in the Of Light and Dark series, of which there are two out currently. We are discussing The New Reign, and the prequel is The Fallen, which we also discuss in this interview. So here is the conclusion to that interview. Would you recommend for people to read them in the order that they're written or in chronological order if they were to read the entire series once it's out?
There's two ways to read the story. You can either read it in the published order and see the grandma miracle problems being fixed, and there's a reason for that. As they get better throughout the series, they get almost completely eliminated by the fourth book, or you can read it from The Fallen forward and follow the story that way. It's really up to you and how good you are at guessing at where the story's going.
Okay. So you started writing this after your stroke. You didn't want to write originally. How do you fit that into your day? Is this something that you try to do every day? Is it something that you have a certain schedule around, or how does your writing schedule look?
My writing schedule varies day to day. I'm still recovering from my strokes. I'm never going to be 100% back to normal. I've accepted that. But I am back to what I call my plateau. So my day, depending on how I feel that day, I could do digital art for the books. I could be working on the scripts that I'm writing for the books. Or I could be working on a new book. It just depends on how I'm feeling that day. Or I can just say, okay, I don't feel well today. I'm going to sit down and read one of my many books that I own.
Right. And so you said you're back to your what you call your plateau level. Obviously, you've worked really hard to get here. Your story is amazing. Do you feel like the writing has been really part of your recovery process and has helped you to get to the point that you're at?
I would not be able to enjoy my books that I love to read if it wasn't for writing.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving me a deeper understanding into the books that I enjoy, and also is helping me build connections with other authors for better insight to improve my own stories. But I'm getting so much more being an author than I would be if I was just creating recipes and things. Don't get me wrong, I enjoy that still, but I can't sustain myself in doing that as well as I can sit in front of a computer and create something beautiful.
So when you do read, who are your favorite authors?
My first go-to author is Anne Bishop. She's the creator of the Black Jewels series. That's when I want my mind to wander and create something different. And I still write fan fictions as well. Then if I would need something lighthearted, I go to Jessica DeGeorge, which is a children, young adult author, or Shannon Hale. But I have so many other authors I enjoy as well.
Right. That's always the case, isn't it? So you've mentioned that you have the new book coming out in April of next year. Are you working on anything specific right now that you can talk about?
Okay, right now I have Secrets, Lies, and Betrayals, which comes out March 20th of this year, which is the third book of the Light and Dark series. The cover we reveal is on the 20th of February. That's going to be online, live, on Facebook. So you can find out more if you need to get a little deeper in understanding with that. I'm also doing an Ask Me Anything event during the live reveal. Then on top of that, I have a cookbook that I'm hoping to have done by October of this year.
And what kind of recipes are you creating for that?
These are all of my staple recipes from cookies, cakes, breakfast foods, lamb, beef, chicken meals that are all soy-free, dairy-free, gluten-free, and diabetic-friendly variations added to each recipe.
Oh, nice. That's very helpful. Where you mentioned Facebook Live, so, and you mentioned that you have a website, which you gave us the address to, but can you say that address again and also where else people can find you on social media?
Social media, you can find me on Facebook. You can look up Of Light and Dark, which will take you to my author page, which is where the live reveal goes to. Or you can find me at my website, MLRUSCSAK.com.
Say once again how you pronounce your last name?
Roostchak.
Okay. See, I would not have gotten that correct. But so thank you for that. I love interesting last names, but I do not always pronounce them correctly.
Oh, it's okay. It took me 2 years to figure out how to pronounce this.
It must be your married name.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Okay, I feel a little better then. Because you came to writing a little bit differently than some people do, what would your advice for aspiring authors be?
Be true to yourself. If you have a story, write it. Write your story. Don't listen to people say, you need to change this or go to this direction or whatever they're telling you. It's your story. You write it the way you want your story. When you start changing it to appease other people, it's no longer yours, it's theirs.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Is there anything that you would like people to know about you or your books that we haven't covered so far?
I am available for public speaking. As you said, my story is a little bit interesting from overcoming everything I have to become an author. But there's so much more to my story that I don't get into as it pertains to writing. And you can find out information on that on my website as well.
Okay. And is there, I assume there's a place on your website that people could contact you if they were interested in finding out more?
Yes. I have, it's under for schools and groups. You can contact me. There's a button that will take you right to the email. Or you can contact me through the normal contact form on the website.
Perfect. Thank you. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak to me today. Your story is amazing, and I'm so glad that you recovered. It sounds like you've had a very difficult road, so I'm so pleased to hear that you're doing so well and that it's led you to write this series.
Thank you very much again for having me on your show. It was a real pleasure.
It was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you. And once again, thank you to Melissa for joining me to talk about her Of Light and Dark series. And one more time, I'm going to apologize to her and to you for butchering her last name. I swear I practiced, but it just would not come off my tongue today. I do apologize to all. Thank you again to Melissa, and thank you, my listeners, for tuning in, for joining me on these wonderful interviews that I love doing, and I hope that you love listening to as well. I hope that you will continue joining me. I've got lots of great interviews lined up in the weeks and months ahead, so looking forward to that, looking forward to sharing those interviews with you. In the meantime, you can find all of our podcasts at www.gsmcpodcast.com. We have a variety of different shows. We have 20 shows on air, so there are all kinds of topics. I'm sure you can find something that might intrigue you other than books if you are interested. You can download those podcasts on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, any app that you use for your mobile device, and you can follow us on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram, GSMC Book Review. We also have a blog, as a reminder, and that blog address, which is listed in the show description along with all the social media links. The blog address is www.gsmcbookreview.blogspot.com. Thank you so much for joining me. Join me again next time. But in the meantime, get yourself out there and get lost in a good book. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.